listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. And once again, we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. No, ako po si Romel, and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. And here in Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. No, ngayon pong araw ay isang napakagandang araw po, no, sapagkat ang NCR po ay nasa alert level 2 na, mga kapatid. No? And so, ibig po sabihin yan, patuloy po bumababa yung cases natin. And so, let's continue to seek God. Okay, pray together as a church, and para po tuloy ang mawala na po, no, yung COVID-19. Ano. Ibig pong sabihin din ng alert level 2, okay, marami na po mga bukas na establishment, businesses, okay, patuloy na dumadami yung mga trabaho. And so, ito po talaga yung ating panalangin that the Lord would continually restore our nation, heal our land, amen. Ano. Ibig pong din sabihin yan, that in our on-site worship services, ano, that's 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., mas marami na po tayong makikater na mga tao. No? And so, if you are 18 years old pataas, fully vaccinated, once again, no, magkita-kita po tayo, no, and we as a church would worship God together and hear the Word of God together. Another good news po, no? Okay, nasa balita po yan. Not only to those who are 18 years old and are fully vaccinated, pataas, no? 18 years old below could actually also join us, no? Although wala pa po tayong kids church, and so yung mga sinasabi po natin, probably 13 to 17 years old, meron po kayong mga anak, pwede nyo na po silang isama dito. But our kids church, okay, remains online. Ano, grabe po, napakabuti po talaga ng Panginoon. And continue to pray with us, no, kasi patuloy po tayong naghahanap ng outdoor venue, no, para magkaroon po tayo ng outdoor worship service, ano, para makikater po natin whether vaccinated or not. Yan po yung desire natin, na makikater po natin lahat. But ngayon po, ano, no, continue to pray with us and believe with us na makikita na po natin yan. At the meantime, no, we as one church in Victory Metro Manila, iniimbitahan po namin kayo na kung mas prefer nyo po, no, ang outdoor worship service, you could check out 3 of our locations in Metro Manila. That would be at Victory Fort, Victory Ortigas, and Victory Quezon Avenue. Ano? And so if you prefer an outdoor service, you could check out their FB page, okay, and you can register and join, okay, our outdoor worship services at Victory Fort, Victory Ortigas, or at Victory Quezon Avenue. Ano? And so, grabe po, no? Ayan po yung desire natin na magkakaroon na rin po tayo ng outdoor worship service. Ano? And so, ngayong pong Sunday ay ipagpapatuloy po natin ang ating series na that is entitled Nearness. Ano? We are still at the book of Isaiah, and we are now at chapter 49. And so let me read to you our text for the day. I will be reading Isaiah 59 verses 14 to 21. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so will he repay. Wrath for his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render repayment, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, for he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives, and a redeemer will come to Zion. To those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, my spirit that is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of your offspring, or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your word. Spirit of God, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to work in and through our hearts, that you would continue to enable us to be Christ-like in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. No? You know, as we start our preaching today, kay meron po akong isang katanungan. Ano? Sino po ba dito, kay nararamdam nyo minsan na napakalayo ng Diyos? Kay that God seems so far away. Kung ikaw po yan, ano, pwede ko bang emoji, wave emoji, no? And na parang yung mga panalangin natin ay umaabot lamang sa kisame, no? Yung hindi umaabot sa Diyos, ano? And there are times that it seems like the presence and the power of God seems so far off, no? Hindi lalang po sa ating personal na buhay, ngunit pati po sa ating bansa, no? Kung titingnan po natin yung ating bansa, okay, parang kahit tinagurian po tayo na the Christian and only Christian nation in Asia, pero kapag titingnan po natin, parang napakadami pong katiwalaan at sa kondisyon ng ating bansa, maaari po nating maitanong, nasa na ba ang Diyos? Nasa na ba ang presensya? Okay, at ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos dito sa ating bayan, di ba? Mahina ba ang Diyos para hindi niya tayo iligtas? Bingi ba ang Diyos para hindi makinig sa ating mga panalangin kapag tayo ay tumatawag sa Kanya? Yung mga katanungan po na yan, ano, hindi po yan bago. No? Sapagkat yung mga Israelita, yan din po yung kanilang katanungan. Ano, seeing what was happening to them and to their own nation. Ano, sapagkat ganito na po yung kinahantungan ng kanilang bansa. No? Isaiah 59 verses 9 to 11, just to give us a little bit of a background. Therefore, justice is far off and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light and behold, darkness. And for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. We hope for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off. And so ito na po yung condition nila. No? Sinasabi po nila, wala pong justice, walang righteousness. They were looking for light, but then there was darkness. Or it was bright, but it was like, it was so gloomy. They were alive, but it seems like they were dead. And salvation, it was far off, no? And in verses 14 to 15, again, inulit po, no? Justice is turned back. Righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the public squares and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking. At ang malupit pa doon, ano? And he who departs from evil. Kung ikaw yung tao na ayaw mong gusto gumawa ng kasamaan, you make yourself a prey. Di ba ikaw na yung gumagawa ng tama, ikaw pa yung mali. No? Ganito na po yung kondisyon ng kanilang bayan. Napakadaming injustices, walang katarungan. Justice is nowhere to be found. NLT version says, the court opposed the righteous. Okay? Righteousness was very, very far, and he didn't even try to enter into their nation. Yung public square po, no, it refers to the business center. And where business was being conducted, there was no integrity, there was no honesty, there was so much corruption. To each his own. Diba? Kanya-kanya na po ito, no? Dahil kung ikaw ang manloloko, kung hindi ikaw ang manloloko, no, ikaw ang lolokohin. Such was the condition of the people of their nation, ano, na wala na po ang katotohanan. At kung ikaw mismo, okay, ikaw na iiwas sa masama, ikaw pa ang uusigin. Ikaw pa ang pagtatawanan. Ikaw pa ang pagbabalingan ng mga tao. And because God's people has no interest in justice, God did not bless them with it. And because God's people did not care about righteousness, God did not bless them with it. Having given themselves over to darkness, now when they wanted light, it wasn't there. It wasn't there. Such was their condition. And then, dinitalye po yan, ano, in verses 3 to 8. No? Sabi po dito, your hands are the hands of murderers, and your fingers are filthy with sin. Your lips are full of lies, and your mouth spews corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. The people's lawsuits are based on lies. They conceive evil deeds and then give birth to sin. And nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin. And violence is their trademark. Their feet run to do evil. They rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Misery and destruction always follow them. No, grabe po, no? Such were the action of the hands and feet, the mouth and the lips. These are external manifestation of their internal motivation. Ibig pong sabihin ito, when the external activities are corrupt, it is because the heart and the mind were already corrupt. Verse 8 would say, they didn't know where to find peace and what it means to be just and good. They have mapped out crooked roads, and no one who follows them knows a moment's peace. No, even if they were looking for peace, even if they were looking for means to be just and good, di ba minsan kahit ayaw na po nilang ginagawa nilang kasamaan, they were trying to be good, but it was just impossible for men. At ipinapakita lamang po dito how futile. All man's ways are apart from the Lord's intervention. You see, man is helpless. Man is helpless to produce righteousness on his own. Wanting to do righteousness, but only producing wickedness. And God's people fail to do works of righteousness. They reach a dead end, where they were never able to live up to the standards of righteousness that God expects from them. There was nothing that they can do to get out of their situation. And then they realized something. Na-realize po nila, bakit nga ba to nangyayari sa atin? Isaiah 59 verses 12 and 13 says, "For our sins are piled up before God and testify against us." Yes, we know what sinners we are. And we know we have rebelled and have denied the Lord. We have turned our backs on our God. We know how unfair and oppressive we have been, carefully planning our deceitful lies. Why was the righteousness standing far off? Why was there no justice? Why was the land full of wickedness and oppression? It was because of the sins of the people. People have rebelled against God and have denied Him. People have turned their backs on God. Sabi nga po, no, ng NLT Application Bible, kapag when we turn ourselves or our backs on God, okay, and we leave God and God's truth, sin fills the vacuum left when God's truth no longer fails our life. They denied God. They denied the ways of God. And what fills them? Because a vacuum was created, sin filled their lives. And that's why from the beginning, no, of chapter 59, no, sabi po nila, behold. Okay? The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or His ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. Your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. And so the people of God were questioning and wondering why God did not seem to rescue them. They wondered if perhaps God has become weak, and that's why He cannot save them. Perhaps the problem is not that God lacks power. Perhaps He didn't know what's happening to us, His own people. He isn't anymore interested in our problems and in our situation. His arm is too short. Probably His ears, they were too dull already. But here, they admitted and realized that it is because of their sin that they, as God's people, cannot feel the face of God shining upon them, and not because of God's ability to save, nor to hear. It is not God who has the problem. It is the people of God, and because of their sin, that God's power and presence was not able to be made manifest in their situation, in their lives, in their nation. You see, God is light. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with God, while we walk in darkness, we lie, and the truth is not in us. Why? Because God requires righteousness. God requires righteousness. God is neither powerless nor insensitive, but God is holy. What is it then that could keep Him from us? One thing only, and that is sin. That is sin. Apostle John says the same thing. If we think that we have a relationship with God while living in sin, we are badly, badly mistaken. Why? Because sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from God. Our sins have hidden His face from us. Why was there no justice? Why was righteousness so far off? Why there was darkness and gloom? Why is it like they were dead men? Why was it that there was so much deceit and oppression and sinful ways being the norm and acceptable? Why? Because sin separates us from God. The Israelites thought that just because they have the birthright of being the chosen people of God, they could live their lives independent of God and live in sin. Well, they were wrong. They were wrong. Okay, mali po sila. Sapagkat inilalayo po tayo ng kasalanan sa Diyos. Sa pakikipag-ugnayan sa Diyos, sa biyaya ng Diyos. Kaya inilalayo po tayo ng kasalanan sa proteksyon na nanggagaling sa Diyos. Sin separates us from fellowship with God, from the blessing of God, and from the protection of God. It is not the inability of God to save nor to hear. Sin separates us from God. Now, this is a big problem. Ang laki po itong problema. Why? Because God requires righteousness. And the Israelites, the Judean people, cannot produce righteousness. Diba? Ano na ngayon to? Paano na to, no? But here's the good news. Here's the good news. And this is what have been the Lord has been doing and trying to tell us, okay, all throughout our series. Verse 15 says, the Lord saw it. The Lord saw it, and it displeased Him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intercede, to stand in the gap of His people. Then, not only God sees, He acted upon what He saw. Then His own arm, okay? Isang kamay lang yan, okay? Then His own arm brought Him salvation, and His righteousness upheld Him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on His head, put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped Himself in zeal as a cloak. You see, the great hope of the world is that God sees and hears. The great hope of the world, our great hope for today, is that God sees and God hears. He is neither blind. He is neither insensitive. Okay? Why? Because sabi nga sa Isaiah 59:1, surely, no? Sabi po niya, sigurado po to, no? Okay, shout out kay Miss Shirley, no? Surely, sigurado daw po to. The arm of the Lord is not too short to save. Hindi daw po maikli ang kamay ng Panginoon para po siya ay magligtas. And God, I believe, has been saving us. God, I believe, has been reaching out to us. God, I believe, has been restoring us and healing us and providing for us and caring for us. Why? Because surely, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear. Hindi daw po bingi ang Panginoon. Kay naririnig niya ang panalangin ng mga tao niya, no? He hears our prayers. And I believe what's happening now is a result of God hearing and answering our prayer. Why? Because our God is mighty to save. Our God is mighty to save. Though sin separates us from God, but God is still near. Though the people felt God was distant because of sin, God was really never far away. He sees His people. He hears His people. He sees that they receive no justice because they are unable to do justice. He sees and hears the agony, the misery, the helplessness of the world because of sin. And guess what? Not only did God see our situation, their situation, He cares about it, and He did something about the situation of the people. That's the God we serve. Our God is someone who hears and sees our misery, our oppression, our difficulties, our suffering, and He will act on it. Tulad po nung ginawa niya rito, no? Though the Israelites were judged and punished, God did not leave them there. That way, hindi po niya sila pinabayaan. God decreed that sin will have a limit. If Israel is unable to defeat his sin, okay, then God must. Hindi po matalo-talo ng mga Israelita, ng mga Judean people yung kasalanan nila, then God has to come down and help His helpless people. Okay? Here is the true enemy against which God has come to make war. God comes to destroy the final enemy of His people, which is sin. Or probably God came, because He already did. God came to destroy the final enemy of His people, which is sin. And God alone, He can do it. God alone can make it possible to defeat sin. So ano pong ginawa ni Lord? God prepared Himself for battle to rescue His people. And all that was needed to defeat His enemies and work salvation for His people was His mighty arm. Was His mighty arm. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. That's how strong and powerful God is. You may be in a situation today and you may think like it's impossible to be delivered. Parang wala nang kapag-apag-asa. Guess what? Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. There are things that you're believing God for, praying to God for, and it for a long time, parang wala pa na nangyari. Not only surely the arm of the Lord is too short to save, His ear. Okay, they are not dull to hear. He hears you. He sees you. And not only He hears you, He sees you, He will act upon it. He is ready to wage war on your behalf. That's how good and faithful and loving and caring and trustworthy our God is. But there is a warning. Okay? To those who will continually deny Him and come against the power and the holiness of God, ito po yung sinasabi niya. Verse 18, He will repay His enemies for their evil deeds. For their evil deeds. His fury will fall on His foes. He will pay them back even to the ends of the earth. If we will continue to deny the Lord, the holiness of God, who God is, guess what? Wala po tayong pwedeng pagtaguan. Even to the ends of the earth, He will pay them back. In the West, people will respect the name of the Lord. In the East, they will glorify Him. For He will come like a raging flood tide driven by the breath of the Lord. You see, the enemies of the Lord will never, ever triumph over Him. The enemies of the Lord will never, ever triumph over Him. Sabi po ni Dr. John Oswald, our favorite teacher Okay, shout out to Dr. John Oswald. Sabi po niya, no, the wrath of God against sin will be like a stream thundering through a narrow canyon, pushed on by a roaring wind. And those who choose to ally themselves with sin, no matter where they are in the world, will have good cause to be terrified. They will have a good cause to be terrified. Pero hindi po dapat ganyan matapos. Hindi naman kailangan humantong sa ganong kalagayan. Why? Because verse 20, to those who will humble themselves, okay, to those who will acknowledge their need for God, verse 20 says, and our Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. You see, God will send His Redeemer to bring righteousness and salvation to those who repent of their sin, to those who will turn away from their wickedness. God will redeem, okay? But there is a fundamental condition. People must be willing to turn away from their sin. We must admit that we are helpless. We must recognize that whatever hope we have, it is not in ourselves, not in our efforts, not in our religiosity. Our hope is solely in the Lord. We need God. Because if there is one thing that will hinder God to save us, to come to us, to bestow His grace upon us, His compassion on us, it is unrepentant sin. It is unrepentant sin. Yung lagi na lang tayong sinusuyo ni Lord. Diba, convicting us, but we're not responding to the love of God in our lives. Ang kagandahan lang talaga, no? God is relentless. God is relentless in pursuing your people. And so if God has been convicting you, do not harden your heart. Because He came. He came to save us, to redeem us, to deliver His people. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, no? And so, we got to recognize our need for God, no? Sa atin ngayon, ano? Diba lagi po natin nakikita to kapag may produkto, okay? PM is the key. But here, repentance is key to true righteousness. Okay, repentance is key to true righteousness. To those who will turn away from their sins, God will come for them. To those who will want God to save them, He will redeem them. You see, ganun po kabuti si Lord. Diba? All we just have to say is, Lord, help me. Lord, I need You. Lord, I cannot do this without You. And in our humility, in our weakness, God will be our strength. He will be there for us. Amen. And not only God saw them and God acted on their behalf, wait, there is more. God made a promise. Okay, verse 21, and as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you and my words that I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, out of the mouth of your offspring, or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. And so, ano po yung promise ni Lord? God made a promise to His redeemed people, an abiding spirit, and an enduring word. God made a promise to His redeemed people, an abiding spirit and an enduring word, that His spirit will be with them forever. And that His word, His promises, they will never fail them. And when the Spirit of God dwells within His people, they are changed forever. They are changed forever. Not only that, the Spirit enables them to proclaim His word throughout all generations. You see, God redeems His people to make them righteous and to proclaim His righteousness to all generations. God redeems His people to make them righteous and to proclaim His righteousness to all generations. You see, what God requires, He provides. God requires righteousness. God provided righteousness through His Redeemer. And who is this Redeemer? Again, hindi na po ito sekreto, no? It is Christ. It is Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For God made Christ, who'd never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. And as we have become the righteousness of God, we will be able to do righteous things. What God requires, Christ provided. What God requires, Christ provided. God requires righteousness. God provided, Christ provided righteousness. You see, Isaiah gave us a picture of Christ's redeeming work. We have all been powerless to live up to God's standard of righteousness, but through Christ's finished work on the cross, He appeased God's wrath, took on the punishment to Himself, dealt with our sin and its effect, and made us right with God. You see, this is the gospel. This is the gospel. This is the power of God for salvation to be proclaimed and to be demonstrated to our generation today and throughout all generation. Amen. See, if there's anything that can transform our lives, if there's anything that could transform our family, our culture, and our society, it is the gospel. If there's anything that could defeat the sin of corruption, injustices, unrighteousness in our lives, in our nation, it is the gospel. Our hope for a better life, a better future, a better nation is in the Lord. Why? Because it is only through the redeeming work of Christ that we can be saved, that our nation can be transformed and be saved. You know it. You've experienced it. And now we got to proclaim it to the whole world and to the whole wide web. Amen? Hindi lang po sa mga physical, ano? Pati sa internet, kailangan natin i-proclaim yan. You see, the gospel of Christ is the only hope for our nation throughout all generation. Why? Because the gospel is the power of God to save people. The gospel is the power of God to save people. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear. We are serving a good, powerful, generous, loving God. And in order for us to be redeemed, as powerless as we are, He sent forth His one and only Son to redeem us, to make us right with God, so that we can proclaim the righteousness that only comes from Him. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, thank You. Lord, thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Lord, thank You for saving us. Indeed, we can really testify, Lord, that the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. Lord, You have been saving lives of people. Lord, you're continually transforming families, cultures, and even nation. And Lord, we want that to happen in our lives, in our families, in our communities. Lord, we want to see righteousness to rule and to reign. I want to pray for some group of people here, you know, righteousness. That's not only our possession. Yes, we have been made right with God, but God is calling us to do the right things. We cannot say we have been made right with God and yet do sinful things. That doesn't add up. The Bible says, if we're doing like that, then we are not. The truth is not in us. And so I want to pray for some people here. If you're here, and probably during the course of the preaching of the Word of God, God is revealing and speaking to us some errors in our lives that we need to repent. You see, this pandemic has really revealed a whole lot in our attitudes, in our perspective, in our faith, in our walk with God. And maybe God has pinpointed some errors in our lives that is not pleasing before Him. The good news is God is always ready to redeem, ready to forgive, ready to save. And if you're here and if you know that there are some errors in your lives that need forgiveness, that needs cleansing, that need to be changed, would you come to the Lord? Would you humble yourself and say, God, there's an error in my life that I know that's not pleasing before you. Maybe in the area of purity, maybe in the area of relationship, maybe in the area of finances, maybe attitudes that needs to be conformed and transformed into the image of Christ. Would you come to the Lord today and just say, Lord, I know that I have sinned before you. And Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would cleanse me. But not only cleanse me, Lord. Lord, would you transform me from the inside out? And Lord, I ask that the Spirit of God, Lord, would continue to fill me and continue to do its deep work in and through my life, that I may continually honor you and please you in everything that I do. Lord, thank you for transforming me into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. You know, another thing that I want us to do is really to pray and to repent in behalf of our nation. Again, we always hear this, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, kung ang mga mamamayan ko na aking tinawag ay magpakumbaba, if we would humble ourselves, kung tayo po ay mananalangin, okay, dumulog sa Diyos at tumalikod sa ginagawa nilang kasamaan, the promise of God is that He would hear us. He would hear us from heaven and heal our land. Forgive us of our sins and heal our land. And I want us to pray right now, even as a church, in behalf of our nation. Let's just repent for the sin of corruption, for the sin of injustices, sin of oppression and abuses, taking advantage even of poor people in our midst. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, God, in behalf of our nation, Lord, we are humbling ourselves. Lord, we recognize our sins before you as a nation. Lord, corruption, injustices, Lord, oppression, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we recognize that it is only you who can deliver, who can save, who can transform, who can heal our nation. So, Lord, we humble ourselves before you today. And, Lord, we repent. And, Lord, would you forgive us? Lord, would you forgive us of our sins? And, Lord, would you hear from heaven? And Lord, would you heal our land? Lord, heal our land. Lord, God, for Lord God, and even Lord, turning our backs on you and even calling upon you, Lord. God, we have turned ourselves into idolatry. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that idolatry may not necessarily be, Lord, tumatawag kami sa ibang gods, Lord. Lord, when we have put our faith and trust on people to transform our nation, Lord, we are setting them up, Lord, for failure, and we are setting ourselves for frustration. Because, Lord, you alone is our hope. You alone could deliver us. And so, Lord, we're calling upon you today. Lord, will you forgive us? Lord, will you forgive us? And Lord, would you heal our nation? Lord, would you heal our land? In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we ask that let righteousness rule and reign. Lord, in our lives, in our families, Lord, in our communities, in our nation. And Lord, would you help us, Lord, to proclaim. Lord, help us to proclaim the good news of the gospel that though in ourselves we cannot produce righteousness, but through Christ, we can be made right with God, Lord. Thank you, God, that you will continue to empower us by your Spirit to proclaim the good news of the gospel wherever you're bringing us, Lord. Wherever we are, God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. One last group of people I want to pray for. If you're here and this is your first time, would you humble yourself? You see, today is the day of salvation. God is calling you. God wants to redeem you. But you got to yield to the conviction that comes from the Holy Spirit, and you have to recognize your need for God. And if you're that person, you know that you're a sinner. Anything that you can do, di ba, hindi po yung magiging acceptable kay Lord unless you are in Christ. And so would you accept Jesus to be the Lord and the Master of your life? If you are that person, would you please pray this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need you and that I am helpless. And so, Lord, today, would you come? Would you come and save me? Would you come and forgive me of my sin? Would you come and be the Lord and be the Master of my life? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, pwede po bang maglagay ka ng prayer emoji, okay? First time to make that prayer, first time to make the decision, please send us a prayer emoji. And our pastors, our staff, campus missionaries, our leaders and volunteers will contact you and to explain to you more about the decision that you have made, amen? Let's just close this worship service in prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and looks with favor towards you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hope to see you in our on-site worship services. And if not, see you in our online worship service. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.